Rufain Beis. Shochach Behichnis Mashkim Toich Piv Loi Brocha. The person accidentally put a liquid into his mouth and he did not make a brocha. So the general rule is you have to make a brocha before you have the hanoch. Once you already ate and you remember that I didn't make a brocha, it's too late. So here, Mechabesing a Kiddush, Boilon, you swallow them, Vein Mevorcha Leim Brocha Rishayna. You're allowed to swallow it, because it's already in your mouth, because if you spit it out, you're going to lose it, you're not going to re-drink it, it's disgusting already. So, Mechabah holds they won't require you to spit it out. You drink it, and you don't have to make a bracha also, because it's too late to make the bracha. The brewer brings it, there are opinions that say that it's only in the case where he has nothing else to drink, and he's very thirsty. He has a need for these drinks, so therefore they weren't mechayim to spit it out. But if he has other drinks, then even according to the mechaber, he should spit it out and suffice with other drink. Rama says, Yeshayim nevarach aleim v'chein nir ikah. Chiddush of the Rama, that since he did not make a bracha before he drank it, so b'di'evit, he should swallow it first. He can't make a bracha while the water and the liquid is in your mouth. But once you swallow it, you make the bracha. We learned in Kuv Samach Zayin that if someone finished the suit and didn't make a bracha, he can't make a bracha afterwards. Here, since he reminded himself that he should make the bracha when it was still in his mouth, so that's considered that he caught himself in time. Very big chiddush. But Mishabru says, Uchein Ike, that is the Iker Halacha. But Mishabru brings, and most poskim hold not like that, that you cannot make a bracha Rishayna after you finished eating that item. So, the only way to make a bracha Rishayna is if you drink more afterwards, and that's the Halacha, the mice.